2 years before the next presidential election, potential candidates already are beating a trail to South Carolina. More than 10 hopefuls have visited the state, which traditionally holds one of the nation's first primaries. As NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, South Carolina is especially important to Republicans trying to appeal to their party's conservative base.
For all the attention Iowa and New Hampshire attract with their first-in-the-nation caucus and primary, it's South Carolina where Republican winners and losers often are made. This state helped propel Ronald Reagan to the nomination in 1980, solidified the campaign of the first President Bush in 1988, and helped George W. Bush fight off John McCain in 2000. Now a new group of potential candidates is trying to win early support in a state that's unabashedly Southern, religious, and conservative.
Good to see you again.
How are you doing? Well, it's my son, Clay.
How old are you, Clay?
14.
14? Great. Would you
mind, Senator? Yesterday, Virginia Senator George Allen greeted delegates at the South Carolina State Republican Convention. It was Allen's second recent trip to South Carolina, which also lately has hosted Senators John McCain and Bill Frist, Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, and several other possible 2008 hopefuls. Yesterday, Allen tried to position himself as a defender of freedom.
I call myself a common-sense Jeffersonian conservative. That means I trust free people and free enterprise. I don't like dictates or mandates from government.
While Allen's speech paid homage to past presidents like Jefferson and Reagan, he only briefly mentioned the current one. A recent poll showed President Bush's popularity has fallen to 42% even in this very red state, and GOP candidates at all levels here have become cautious about aligning with him. South Carolina's Republican governor, Mark Sanford, is seeking re-election this fall.
Anybody knows me and knows elections, I don't run toward one individual or away from one individual. I mean, I think you run toward ideas that you believe in, and I think that there is currency in a lot of the ideas that Bush has been about. Certainly going through a slump right now, but I don't think George Bush is going to drive the election in South Carolina, period, one way or the other.
With most South Carolina statewide office holders up for election this year, Republicans at the convention were less concerned about 2008 than with more immediate contests for state treasurer or agriculture commissioner. Still, some delegates had national issues on their minds, and topics such as Mexican immigration sparked animated discussion in the hallways.
We're being invaded now, and very few people are standing up.
They ain't putting up electric fence. If you have to fry some people, you have to fry them, okay? I'm sorry, you got to kill them.
Delegate John McLean, a retired Army sergeant, says Washington Republicans have alienated conservative voters by being too lenient on illegal immigration.
I'm disappointed in the Republican Party. Too many softies up there. They just give in to any organization that comes up there. They're not standing up for us taxpayers.
How concerned are you that we're going to see a Democratic president next time?
Well, I'm very worried about it. The Republicans right now don't know what to do themselves. They're forgetting about the American public.
Other delegates were more optimistic. Esther Wagner, the party treasurer in Greenville County, South Carolina, says she's not discouraged by polls that show support for President Bush and the Republican Congress near historic lows.
I have slight concern, but I don't believe the news media accurately portrays the grassroots belief. When it comes to actually casting a ballot, people vote based on their own security, and I believe they know that that is the conservative agenda.
South Carolina's senior senator, Lindsey Graham, concedes that in his words, the political moment is not good for him and his Republican colleagues. But Graham predicts his party's poll numbers will improve as the election gets closer. He says he's confident that even in these troubled times for GOP politicians, voters still will prefer them to their Democratic opponents. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.